This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people from developing COVID-19 symptoms. The success rate is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which each showed 95% success rates with their vaccines. But this one is a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store. It can be stored at a higher temperature, making it a more viable solution for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage will increase the success rate. The BBC reports the UK government has pre-ordered 100 million doses of the Oxford vaccine. That would be enough to immunize 50 million people. On Sunday, health officials in the United States and in Germany said vaccines could be available to the most critical groups in the United States and in Europe by the end of the year, if all goes well. That news sent European markets higher on Monday, despite the rising numbers of coronavirus cases. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th. That's what the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said on Sunday. Moncef Slowawi told NBC's Meet the Press that within 24 hours from its approval, the vaccine from Pfizer will be moving to areas where it's needed most. He added that 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity. He said that's a goal the country could reach by May. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet December 10th to discuss whether to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use. Pfizer says it can have enough doses ready by the end of the year to protect 25 million people. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. projected President-elect Joe Biden plans to name the first members of his cabinet on Tuesday. That's according to a key aide who spoke to reporters on Sunday. This as President Donald Trump is urging on Republicans to help him in his long-shot legal effort to overturn his re-election defeat. Meanwhile, media reports say Biden is planning to name one of his longest-serving foreign policy advisors, Antony Blinken, as his Secretary of State, and career Foreign Service Officer Linda Thomas Greenfield as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Once again, that's not an official announcement. It is coming from media reports. Biden has said he plans to prioritize foreign policy in his administration in hopes of shoring up global alliances that have been strained under the Trump administration. He said he plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, halt the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, and rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Forces of Ethiopia's Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, have destroyed an airport in the ancient town of Aksum, according to state-affiliated media on Monday. This comes after the prime minister and advancing federal troops gave the regional forces a 72-hour ultimatum to surrender or suffer a final assault on the regional capital. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has told the TPLF, which had been ruling the mountainous northern zone of 5 million people, to lay down their arms by Wednesday or face a final assault on the regional capital, Mekelle. As a leader of the regional forces told Reuters that he interpreted the threat as a cover for government forces to regroup after what he described as defeats on three fronts. Reuters could not confirm that statement. Claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communications are down. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial Monday, accused of trying to bribe a judge and of influence peddling, one of several criminal investigations that threatened to cast a pall over his decades-long political career. Sarkozy, who led France from 2007 to 2012 and has remained influential among conservatives, has denied any wrongdoing in all the investigations against him. He has fought vigorously to have those cases dismissed. And a South African court hearing testimony about corruption during the presidential administration of Jacob Zuma said on Monday it will ask police to investigate the former president, who unexpectedly walked out of court proceedings last week before he was to take the witness stand. Via remote, I'm